I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. President Bush wants to do something about high gas prices, but it may mean that a different price is paid. The White House wants to relax environmental restrictions on the way gasoline is refined. Environmental restrictions cost refiners more to make gas, and that in turn increases prices at the pump. Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. And Bob, how low are gasoline stockpiles right now?
Well, we keep talking about this, and the situation just doesn't improve. They're not down a whole lot, but even a little isn't good news in the current pricing climate. According to the statistical arm of the Energy Department, commercial stockpiles of gasoline fell 700,000 barrels last week. That's a slight dip, which figures out to roughly 5% below the five-year average. And it doesn't help that this comes just ahead of Memorial Day, which signals the kickoff of the summertime driving season when demand picks up. And I probably don't need to tell you this, but in case you haven't been to the pump lately, the national retail price climbed to $2.06 a gallon this week, although I've heard out there in Los Angeles and some other parts of the country that might even be considered a bargain.
Yeah, it's a lot higher here. So what is the Bush administration planning to do about this vis-a-vis environmental restrictions?
Well, just yesterday, Commerce Secretary Donald Evans sat down for an interview with the Associated Press, and he floated the idea of removing environmental refining rules for what ends up being a multitude of different blends of gasoline tailored to pollution in different geographical areas. Evans points out that there are literally dozens of different varieties of fuel, which he says put certain areas of the country at risk of being dependent on a single source supplier, and which he says also ends up costing more. California and New York, for example, are already seeking waivers from the Environmental Protection Agency, so specially blended gasoline won't be required as prices skyrocket.
Now, if this is a supply problem, you could look at tackling demand. Any sign that consumer demand might be decreasing?
Not really. There's interesting news out of the car industry that gas prices don't seem to be bothering car sales, apparently thanks to heavy discounting of new cars and trucks, and that even seems to be offsetting fuel cost concerns when it comes to the sale of big pickups and sport utility vehicles. A Bear Stearns analyst, for one, says he doesn't believe gas prices are causing a drastic shift away from big SUVs and midsize cars. He suggests gas prices would have to move past $3 a gallon to have a more significant impact on those sales. Even so, there's apparently a big segment of the car-buying public that is interested in fuel economy. Many Toyota and Honda dealers report they have waiting lists for their new, more fuel-efficient gas-electric hybrid models. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at one airline industry dream that's so big it may never get off the ground.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thanks, Madeline.